Welcome back to another Midweek Mini. This Midweek Mini is sponsored by our friends at CardPointers. They have some exciting stuff going on over at CardPointers. They have version 7 coming out. It looks awesome. It is brand new. You're not going to want to miss this. You can get 30% off with the link in our show notes. So check that out. And thank you for sponsoring the episode, CardPointers. Okay. This week, we have a lot of news to get to. Today, we're going to do a news roundup and go through some of the things that have been happening over the last week in the world of points and miles. We're going to hit up the current transfer bonuses, a devaluation, womp womp, and a brand new elevated offer that is very exciting.
Very exciting. Yeah, you guys love these news roundups. I think we really underestimated how well the episodes that we do news roundups were going to do. So we're going to try and make this a rather regular thing for you guys, because as we know, things are constantly changing in the world of points and miles. I don't know why that whole thing had to be a song, but I guess it did.
That was a lot of song, but I support bursting out in song at any given time. So,
well, great. That's why we love each other. So let's get into first, as you mentioned, we've got some transfer bonuses happening here. So I'll go through the little list of transfer bonuses, and then you can get into when we can think about some of these ending and some examples for some of these as well.
So I like that. We're going to do a sandwich. We're going to have good news first, the transfer bonuses. We're going to have the devaluation in the middle, the bad news, and then we're going to end the sandwich with another good news. It's like how they say you're supposed to give news to people, right? In with something, I mean, yeah, soften the blow a little bit.
Yeah, this is therapy, literally 101, is that if you have to say something negative to somebody, just sandwich it in between two good things. Okay, so we're going to call this episode the News Roundup Sandwich. Maybe that's just what this segment should always be called. It's time for another News Roundup Sandwich today. We'll always give you two good things.
No, I'm not going to say that. That's too dad joke.
That is staying in. That's not making the cut. And by not making the cut, I mean it will not be cut. I realize that sentence means something different than what I just said. Actually, the opposite of what I just said. I am unhinged right now. I'm too excited about our last piece of news that I literally just found out about. We'll get there. Bring it down.
Okay. Transfer bonuses. Focus.
Transfer bonuses. I'm focused. Capital One. We have a 30% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic, okay? The last time there was a big old transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic is when a bunch of us ended up going to England and Europe in general. This is your time.
This is a big one. I definitely capitalized on it to take my family to Europe. 5 plane tickets for basically 30% off is huge. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in this bonus, start dreaming, come up with a trip. It ends on October 1st. So keep that in mind. But this one, this might be of all the bonuses we have to say today, this one definitely caught my eye the most.
Yes, for sure. I have to agree. Just because we know how cheaply we all managed to get over there last time around. I think the bonus is a little bigger with Chase. I think it was a 40%, which is just kind of wild. But 30% is a fantastic bonus. Next on the list, we've got a Wyndham bonus. So Citi thank you points are now transferring to Wyndham with a 25% bonus, which is fantastic. We know that Wyndham has a lot of value after our recent rankings episode with Elizabeth. We dug into Wyndham there a little bit, and I was like, I think I discount Wyndham a little too much.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to take advantage of this one, it ends very soon, September 20th. So you need to go ahead and lock in for this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you're not just moving points indiscriminately. Do have a plan. Okay, next I'm going to talk about Chase. We've got a 20% transfer bonus to KLM Air France. This is another one that I think is great. There are some awesome redemptions, not just beautiful overseas redemptions, but I have flown some Delta flights for dirt cheap point redemptions by booking through KLM Air France. I think my Salt Lake City flight, if I remember correctly, was maybe 7,000 to 10,000 points, and we're talking a $415 flight. So
yeah, that's a great deal. I flew Air France business class when my husband and I went to Switzerland. We connected in Paris and then went on to Geneva. It was fantastic. I really loved the Air France product. I loved the food on board. It was a wonderful experience. So I'm a big fan now of Air France. And then keep in mind, guys, they have the discount for children. So there's already a transfer bonus plus a discount when you're booking your children. There's some very good value to be had with Air France. Now, in saying that, I don't like to move my Chase points to Air France. I'd much rather move points from other programs because I love my Chase points to be for Hyatt hotels. That's where I find the most value. But if you have a trip in mind, maybe this transfer bonus is the time to book it.
I agree completely. And the last one on our list for right now, which has already benefited me and is something I think both of us are eyeballing, like, maybe we should just speculatively move points, which we never do. Amex to Hilton, we've got a 25% bonus right now. And guys, the reason that this one is so shiny and delicious is because Amex already transfers to Hilton at that 1-to-2 ratio. So you're talking 1,000 points is now 2,000 points. When you're looking at this transfer bonus, 1,000 points becomes 2,500 points. So I'll give a personal example of why this has already been nice for me. I am going, as I've mentioned before, to New Orleans early for the Travel More conference. I'm getting there a few days early to do some work and help out with the conference on the front end. And I had actually booked a Hilton down the street just because it was cheaper than doing the Higgins Hotel, which is the conference hotel, for those first two nights. And it was a Garden Inn, good redemption. It was great. But now with this transfer bonus, even though technically I needed like 54,000 points more than my booking to stay in the Higgins Hotel instead, I only had to move 22,000 membership rewards from my Amex to get the 50, however many points that I needed to book this Hilton. And I have a lot of Amex points right now. So would I usually want to spend that many points just on kind of like a work trip thing? No, not usually. But to be at the actual conference hotel, to not have it to be going back and forth when we're doing so much work, was worth it to me in this scenario. And I thought that was amazing. I never would have transferred 54,000 points from anywhere.
Yeah. I think that this bonus is especially important if you are somebody who wants to go for a longer trip to, say, Puerto Rico, to Aruba, in conjunction with Hilton's fifth night free. When you have the 25% transfer bonus plus a fifth night free, you get extreme value. So I was looking at some properties that normally are about 85,000 points per night, in the range of maybe 65,000 points tonight up to 85,000 points per night. And when you put in the transfer bonus, the 1-to-2 normal ratio, the transfer bonus plus a fifth night free, it was bringing it down to about 21,000 points per night, up to 27,000 points per night, 31,000 points per night. But that seems a lot more reasonable. That's the same ballpark as maybe you would do a Hyatt hotel. So a hotel that was 65,000 points per night, and you're talking about paying 20,800 points per night. I mean, massive value. I don't normally go somewhere for five nights, so it's tricky for me. I wish that Hilton had fourth night free. I think fourth night free is a sweet spot because that's kind of a long weekend, an extended weekend. Fifth night free, rarely do I stay in one place for five nights, but if you can do it, maybe a spring break trip, a trip next summer where you want to go for a week to somewhere tropical and fun, take a look, do the math. And I love that Amex has a calculator right there in your Amex account. When you go to transfer points, you can just not do the math and just play with numbers, putting them in and seeing what gets you to the magic number that you need. Makes it very, very easy. So this is definitely a transfer bonus that is worth thinking about for booking a special week-long trip.
Right. I mean, I just know how depleted I am on hotel points in general right now. And I did a lot of Hilton in Europe. Hilton is on my radar a lot more than it was before. And guys, when I think about this being kind of similar type of points redemptions to Hyatt, but I think about how much easier Amex is to earn than Hyatt.
Yes.
It's really coming out on top for me right now. We are doing a talk at the Travel More Conference about specifically a year in our rewards earning with Rakuten. And that is Amex miles. We're also comparing and contrasting with Capital One a little bit, but we both did more than a sign up bonus a year in this past year on Rakuten alone, plus actual sign-up bonuses from Amex, plus just those great spending categories with our groceries. We can replenish these in a fabulous way that we cannot replenish our ultimate rewards points. So really, yeah. I am honestly thinking of moving a chunk of points, even though I don't have a Hilton in mind yet.
Yeah, I think of Amex membership rewards as a renewable resource. And I think of Chase Ultimate Rewards as like an endangered species because they're really hard to come by. Whereas Amex membership rewards through Rakuten, like you mentioned, I mean, I got what? We did the math. 90,000 points last year through Rakuten. You got 100,000 points through Rakuten. And honestly, a large part of the year, I was actually not even shopping through Rakuten. I was shopping through the American Airlines shopping portal, trying to get their status. So even without really hyper-focusing on Rakuten all year long, I still came up with 90,000 membership rewards points through Rakuten. So please don't overlook that, guys. And yes, that is why maybe I'd be more willing to kind of speculatively move points. I don't think I'm going to, but I can see where somebody would, and it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. I'm on the fence, but it's definitely, especially knowing I have a 75,000 point bonus coming my way from the current Blue Business Plus spend I'm working on. It's like, my wheels are turning, but I don't know. Okay, well, if this is, then this is like a tuna fish sandwich then, because I hate tuna. So get to the tuna.
All right, get to the bad news. Hilton, who has this transfer bonus right now, decided maybe this is why. They gave us a transfer bonus to hide the fact that they were going to throw a devaluation out there, as they tend to like to do. So
sneaky.
There is a bit of a devaluation that primarily affects the really high-end hotels, the aspirational properties like the Conrad Bora Bora, the Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives. Those used to be about 200,000 points per night, which was a ton. Mm-hmm. And now they're 250,000 points per night, which I can absolutely never imagine myself paying for.
Nope. Sorry. Like, honestly, I don't care to do basically 2 days worth of travel and then burn all of those points for that experience. I just don't. I love that people get into that fancy, fancy, schmancy stuff, and someday that does sound fun, but I think there are so many stunning places that you can go within 1 day of travel and also not burn all of the points in your life. So I am sad about this because now it feels like 100% completely unattainable, whereas before it was like maybe a someday. But you know what? Moving on. I'm just going to wash my hands of this one and not let it affect me because there's other amazing, beautiful, wonderful places to go. And now should we put the croissant back on our sandwich?
Okay, now let's put some more good news in there. I love that it became a croissant sandwich. You're right. That is definitely the best kind of sandwich.
Yeah, right? It's got, and there's maybe some aioli on the croissant, like that really just brings the flavor up. Anyways, guys, literally 20 minutes ago, I thought that the Chase Inc. business cards were at 75,000 points. I went to send my referral link to somebody who was maybe interested in getting one. Hi, Linda. And when I was sending Linda the referral link, it was 90,000. 90,000. We've been waiting for this. We've been talking about this, that we're the inks feel like they're due to elevate again. And here it was out of nowhere. No announcement, no fanfare that I saw whatsoever. And bam.
90,000 is a lot. And guys, just in case anyone is confused, it will say $900 on that welcome offer. But when you use the points as travel points, that $900, instead of getting cash back, we don't actually want cash back as it is marketed in the welcome offer. But if you have a Chase Inc. Business Preferred or a Chase Sapphire Preferred or a Chase Sapphire Reserve, then you can use those Chase Ultimate Rewards points for travel. So that's why it says $900, but that equals 90,000 Chase Ultimate Rewards points. And like I just mentioned, they are an endangered species and they are getting harder and harder to attain. So if you do not have any of these Chase Inc. cards, or maybe if you have one, but think you could use one more, now is the time. These are no annual fee cards. Crazy. I would also like to mention the rules are changing. If you have a player one, player two system and you have referred your player two for cards, they're going to be kind of taking away that referral bonus, that real incentive to refer each other so that one person gets all those referral points and the other person gets the welcome offer. That is going to be ending next month. So if you want to, if they've ever had any kind of Chase card before, then that's ending. So you want to hop on this now. If there's anyone in your life that could love some Chase points right now, it is, the time is now. In the words of the great John Cena, who I only know because of my family watching WWE, the time is now. And I'm waving my hand in front of my face because that's what John Cena does. I shouldn't know that. I should not know that information.
Well, that went way over my head. Again, a sports reference that I don't understand. But seriously, you guys, we have links for these for you. Check the show notes or reach out. I don't know how long this is going to last. I literally know nothing except that I just saw it. But like Mary Ellen said, these are extremely valuable endangered species. We have no idea if the ink rules will be changing the way Sapphire did, limiting people's ability to earn these bonuses. But as of now, you can hold multiple ink cards and get multiple ink signup bonuses. And if you don't feel like you have a business that generates a ton of income, that doesn't necessarily exclude you from getting one of these cards. We've talked about this before. And if you want to reach out and ask questions about the specifics of this, you can always email us, DM us, go to the Facebook group. We're happy to explain and walk you through it. Like she said, both of these cards are no annual fee. Both of these cards are a $6,000 spend for those 90,000 points in 3 months. That's a pretty doable spend for anybody. And then both of these cards are also 0% interest for 12 months. And we always tell people to be paying off every single month. But if you needed to put a roof on your house or something big where you thought, reasonably, I do need a few months to pay this balance, this is a great card for that because you can take your time. Even though, by the way, that puts your utilization percentage way, 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 way up, you might see your credit score affected for a minute if you're going above 11% utilization on your credit. That's a sidebar for another time. Great card, great points. I recommend both of these. I personally would recommend the cash versus the unlimited just because I like the spending categories on the cash better. But either one of these could be suited to people's needs.
It's so funny because I have two ink cards and they're both the business unlimited because I prefer that over the cash because it's 1.5 times on everything. And that's the highest like overall multiplier that I have with Chase other than 1% back on kind of the everything else. I liked the 1.5 on everything else kind of thing.
It's just so funny.
I love that as a podcast, we have two co-hosts who have different opinions on things, but we both agree that these are great cards and very valuable ultimate rewards points.
Yeah, I love that too. We can always find something to agree on, and that is that these cards are amazing. The cash gives you 5 times back on office supply stores, which is great for buying Amazon gift cards and other things, and 5 times points on my T-Mobile bill. Let me tell you how that adds up. Yes, it does.
I wish it didn't. Just for the sake of, I wish the bill wasn't so high. You know, I wish that we weren't spending so much money on things like phone bills, but
it's very true.
Tis the world we're in.
Tis. All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed our croissant tuna fish sandwich of news today. For any of you tuna fish lovers out there, I hope I did not offend you by
calling this Hilton devaluation tuna fish, but I just don't like it. So it's what worked for this analogy.
Works for me too. Gross.
You know, someone recently reached out and told me that they really liked an episode we did a while ago because they felt like we were super real and ourselves. So hope you liked this one too, because it's a little unhinged.
See you guys.
The end.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.